You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years in each sport. Today, we're taking a look back at the top moment in women's golf history, March 8th through 11th, 2007. DePaul University posts its best finish ever, coming in second place with a team score of 1,303 in the 2007 Division III Women's golf tournament played at Mission Inn, El Capone, and Howie of the Hills, Florida. Southwestern University also posts its best finish in program history, coming in fourth out of 20 schools with a team finish of 13-22. The event was hosted by fellow SCAC school, Oglethorpe University. DePaul University Sarah Gates, who finished her career as a four-time All-American and three-time All-Conference Golfer of the Year, had the best individual finish among SCAC participants, coming in seventh with a four-day total of 315 at 23 over par. Today we're joined by then and current DePaul University head golf coach Vince Lazar. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for noting this moment. I appreciate it.
Coach, going into the NCAA tournament, you were no stranger to success. However, this year you guys were heading into that tournament back in 2007, coming off a disappointing finish at the SCAC tournament, finishing second, snapping that streak of five straight SCAC titles. How did that change the approach of this team heading into nationals, and how did you prepare this team and get them refocused to play so well on the national stage?
Well, I think, not to take anything away from conference play, but our focus at the beginning of the year was to try to win a national championship. And I think when Southwestern had a strong team that year, and it was a very good golf course that we played down in Texas. And I just think we weren't mentally ready for that tournament as much as we were focusing on nationals. We thought we were pretty likely to secure an at-large bid regardless of what happened. But we just weren't performing as we needed to be. And I think some added pressure. Sarah Gates did not win that tournament, as you noted. She was a three-time player of the year. In the SCAC. She didn't win it that year. I think she was kind of focused more on winning that tournament than just playing the golf course. There were some things there that we just didn't typically do when we got to tournament golf.
Coach, you knew you had a talented group of golfers. Throughout the year, you guys finished in the top four of every tournament you entered, including five first-place finishes that year. Just talk a little about the makeup of this team, how they gelled together. Obviously, three All-Americans and Sarah Gates, Allie Murtaugh, and Kristen Kriegshauser. Just talk a little about this group.
It was a very, very talented group. Gates and Murtaugh both were Division I quality golfers that we were fortunate to land at DePaul. And Kristen Kriegshauser was a young lady that worked very hard over her 4 years to take her game from coming in probably being almost a 90 average as a freshman to where she was her junior and senior year. The other two players on that roster on that team, they were also very, they weren't Division I quality players, but worked at it very hard. And I think a lot of credit went to Gates and a lot of credit went to Murtaugh to kind of getting that team focused on just that, trying to win a national championship. And so, that was always the goal.
Coach, you mentioned obviously the goal in that year heading towards the nationals and trying to win that national championship. Talk a little about the approach heading into the national tournament, a four-day event longer than any other tournament, throughout the season. Perspective and patience, I know, must be important. How do you prepare a team as a head coach, and does anything change as you head into the national tournament?
Well, I think, as a coach, I learned over time, too. I think and we were fortunate to go as many years as we have in a row, but at that point, I started noticing that players were really getting tired, and obviously, most college tournaments are 36-hole tournaments, even our conference tournament. I think up until that year, that may have been the first year that it was a 54-hole event. So that's what players are accustomed to, 18 or 36-hole events, and then all of a sudden you're going to a 72-hole event. At that point, there were two practice rounds, and it became a week-long event, and I think the excitement and anxiety and everything that went along with the national championship took its toll by the end. And so as we kind of went through those over the years, I said, you know what? We're not going to be working as hard when we get down there. We're going to put our preparation in during the year, and when we get down there, we're going to back off. And so some of the things that we did differently that year and we've continued to do is after rounds, it's typical for golfers to go ahead and practice. We didn't hit a single ball. Once we were done, we packed our clothes in the van, and we headed back to the hotel. Another thing that we did differently that year at the tournament site was that I was not present on the driving range before any of the rounds, and obviously, as I said, not after the rounds, just letting the players warm up, not really worry about their swings, just let them get loose and go play. So we just tried to make it a little less fatiguing on them, both physically and mentally, to not have as much coaching presence and just let them play, and then also to give them a little bit more free time after the round just to kind of disengage and just relax. Also keep in mind the way the Nationals has been set up for years with us on the calendar, we're always in finals, and so typically I have players that are taking finals throughout that week while we're at Nationals, and that year was no exception. And so letting them get off the golf course and do what they needed to for school probably helped them a little bit in preparing for the next day's play.
Coach, heading into Nationals, round one scoring, a tough day after round one. You found yourself in third, your highest team score of the week at 336. How did you feel about your group after round one as you guys mentally prepared and headed into round two?
Yeah, you know, I think if I remember right, Allie Murtaugh had an extremely high number that round. I want to say she shot, one of those rounds she shot in the high 80s, and the next round she shot like 90-something. And we had a team meeting afterwards, and basically, you know, I said to the girls, would it be okay with the other four of you if I just walked along with Allie Murtaugh for the entire afternoon? And everybody was fine with that. And I walked around with Allie, and she seemed to be hitting it fine. We just kind of made sure she had targets and then kind of occupied her mind with things other than golf between shots. And if I'm correct, she had the low score of the tournament that third day, and that kind of propelled us. All of a sudden, we had an All-American that was actually playing like an All-American. And I think she shot 73 that round, which was one over for that course, even or one over for that course. And I think that just really kind of helped relax everyone for that last round, and we were able to play a little bit more like we were accustomed to.
Well, you mentioned that third round, Coach. Obviously, through the second day, you remained in third, but on that third day, you really made a run and moved into second place. Going into that final round at Nationals, Coach, you guys were sitting at 984 as a team, but Southwestern was lingering at 986, Gustavus Adolphus at 990, St. Thomas at 993. We're all right there in the hunt. What do you remember telling your team heading to that final round, knowing it would take another great effort from your girls to sort of hang on to that second place position?
Well, I think, like I said, the confidence they built up in that third round, I think, just really carried over. And, you know, at some level, Methodist had played very well in that tournament, and probably getting to them was not going to happen. I mean, we weren't going to catch them. So it wasn't that you necessarily were playing for second, other than you just wanted to maintain the momentum that you had. And we wanted to simply accomplish something that our program had not accomplished at that point, and that was just having the highest finish at Nationals up until that point. And I just think there was focus on that, but it was just, you know, shot for shot and just kind of taking care of business like we did the day before, not getting caught up in what the players from the other teams were shooting. The other thing that I borrowed from Methodist, and I think was a great philosophy when it got from got to Nationals, it wasn't about where you finished the tournament. The goal was for each day to have the lowest team score. And so forgetting where you were overall for the 4 days and just trying to have the low score that day, regardless if it was competing against Southwestern or St. Thomas or whomever, or it was Methodist. We were just trying to get the low score for the day. And I think that kind of allows you to mentally distract from competing against a specific school and just trying to accomplish something against the entire field.
You mentioned wanting to carry that momentum, Coach, and having the low score for the day. You come out in the final round. Your team fires the lowest score of the tournament for you guys at 319 to run away with that second-place position. Just how proud of you were your team to come out, continue that momentum, as you mentioned, and finish the best that you guys have ever finished at a national tournament?
Yeah, it was fun. It made the trip, obviously. You know, you accomplished a goal. It may not have been the goal, but you accomplished something that had not been done in the program. And, we were very proud of that accomplishment. Obviously, we wanted to accomplish more. We would have loved to have won a national championship, and I know Sarah Gates wanted to win a national championship individually. And so, you know, there were some things that weren't perfect, but overall, it was a very exciting time, and it was a great accomplishment by them. And I think as those players look forward, the following year, when they again had a good finish at Nationals, it was based upon the experience that they gained down at Howie. They were just a tremendous group of golfers with a lot of focus on trying to do what they had the ability to do, which was try to stay at a very competitively at a very national level.
You mentioned Sarah Gates, Coach. That was her last ever collegiate tournament as a senior. Finished seventh in the nation with a 4-day total, as I mentioned earlier, 315, the top SCAC finisher at the NCAAs. Just talk a little about her performance, not only at Nationals, but, you know, what also she meant to the DePaul women's golf program throughout her career, a four-time All-American. You know, what made her such a special golfer?
Well, you know, I was very, Sarah's a relatively local player to Greencastle. She's from Bloomington, which is about an hour away. She was a very good high school player and an exceptional student, but she had a lot of Division I offers on the table, but I think she really wanted to be in a small school environment, and she appreciated the academic environment at DePauw. She wanted to do some things after college, and she wanted to go get her doctorate in physical therapy. And so I think she looked at the school that way. So we were fortunate to get her as a golfer, but as much as I would like to think it was my recruiting, it was probably more about the school. And then from a golf standpoint, the one thing that she kept saying, even when she was in high school, is, yeah, I want to win a national championship. And so that was always her focus. And I think that focus from day one, when a freshman walks in and says, I'm here to win a national championship, that kind of, you know, bleeds into the others. And so she was just an exceptional leader with regards to that throughout. And during, I think it was Sarah's, between her sophomore and junior year, if I remember, that was the year her mom passed away suddenly on the golf course, ironically. And so that, you know, that was always a backstory with Sarah those last 2 years as well. So she was accomplishing a lot without her mom there. And at some levels, I think it added some pressure to her, but it just made it all the more special to see her accomplish what she did. And again, I think you had mentioned a four-time All-American. She was a four-time first-team All-American, which there have been very few of those in D3 women's golf. So that's an accomplishment. But I don't know that we'll ever see a golfer at DePauw do what she did.
Coach, that same season you were named the Great Lakes Region Coach of the Year. Just talk about what that honor meant to you.
No. Those awards are wonderful. I think they're just more of a reflection of really what the team accomplished, and really, I mean, they have to give it to somebody, and it really, I mean, it's more about, you know, just being fortunate to have kids that are just passionate and dedicated about what they're trying to do, and so I think it has far less to do with me than it does with them.
And finally, Coach, just talk about your lasting memories that you have, not only from, you know, that second place finish at Nationals, but what you took from that season, that special group of girls, that team that you have with you forever as you've had time to reflect and look back on that season.
Well, I think, you know, the trophy case for the National trophies that are won at Nationals sits right outside our main office, and every day I walk by that trophy case, obviously, to and from work, and there's a picture of the team in there as well as the trophy. You can't help and not at some level think about it each day. And, you know, as a coach, you just, as a former Division I player, former Division I assistant coach, I think I have an extra special appreciation for those players that are able to achieve at the Division III level in any sport, recognizing that they're doing it purely out of a passion and love for the game, and not because they're being paid to play the sport. And, you know, when I look back and think how much those girls worked at it, not only during the year but during the summer in preparation, you know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And in golf especially, I mean, there's far less X's and O's in golf than there are in any other sport. So, you know, it's really the preparation they put in beforehand that's really, as a coach, that's really all you can control. So, they were just a very, very, very close and very talented, but very focused group.
DePauw University head golf coach Vince Lazar. Coach, again, congratulations on the top moment in women's golf history over the past 20 years in the SCAC, and good luck as you continue to move forward throughout your career.
Great. Thank you very much.